Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Tobias Rex, and this is the Sharks, Dinosaurs, and Mythical Creatures podcast coming at you right now. I'm so sorry I kept you guys waiting so long. I've just been really busy with my family and the second wave of all this COVID stuff going around. Anyway, today's episode is going to be on yet another... Did you guys hear something? I could have sworn I just heard something. It's probably just the wind. I'm probably just hearing things. Anyway, as I was saying, today's episode's... Okay, now I definitely heard something. I don't know if you heard it, but I sure did. I heard like it sounded like a scream. It doesn't sound like any ordinary scream. I'm not even sure what would make a sound like that. Maybe it can... There it is again! Okay, I recognize that scream anywhere. Only one creature can make a sound that terrifying. The Banshee. Come to think of it, that's what this episode is going to be about. The Screaming Banshee of Ireland. Here we go. A Banshee is a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member, usually by wailing, shrieking, or keening. And keening means crying. And she can appear in different forms. Sometimes she has long, streaming hair and wears a gray cloak over a green dress, and her eyes are red from constant crying. She may be dressed in white with red hair and a ghastly complexion, according to a first-hand account by Anne Lady Fanshawe in her memoirs. Lady Wilde in Ancient Legends of Ireland provides another. The size of the Banshee is another physical feature that differs between regional accounts. Though some accounts of her standing unnaturally tall are recorded, the majority of tales that describe her height state that she's short, basically anywhere between 1 to 4 feet. Her exceptional shortness often goes alongside the description of her as an old woman, though it may also be intended to emphasize her state as a fairy creature. Sometimes, the Banshee can assume the form of some sweet singing virgin of the family who died young and has been given the mission by the invisible powers to become the harbinger of impending doom to her mortal kindred. Or she may be seen at night as a shrouded woman crouched beneath the trees, lamenting with a veiled face, or flying past in the moonlight, crying terribly. The cry of this spirit is mournful beyond all other sounds on earth, and it betokens certain death to some member of the family whenever it is heard in the silence of the night. Irish legends speak of a lament being sung by a fairy woman, or banshee. She would sing it when a family member died or was about to die, even if the person had died far away and news of their death had not yet come. In those cases, her wailing would be the first warning the household would have of the death. The Banshee is also a predictor of death. If someone is about to enter a situation where it's unlikely they will come out alive, she will warn people by screaming or wailing, giving rise to a Banshee also being known as a wailing woman. It is often stated that the Banshee laments only the descendants of the pure Milesian stock of Ireland, sometimes clarified as surnames prefixed with O and Mac, and some accounts even state that each family has its own Banshee. One account, however, also included the Geraldines, as they had apparently become quote-unquote more Irish than the Irish themselves, countering the lore ascribing Banshees exclusively to those of Milesian stock. And another exception was the Rossmore Banshee, which supposedly heralded the death of a member of the family of Baron Rossmore, whose ancestry was predominantly Scottish and Dutch. When several Banshees appear at once, it indicates the death of someone great or holy. The tales sometimes recounted that the woman, though referred to as a fairy, was actually a ghost. Often the ghost of a specific murdered woman, or sadly, a mother who died in childbirth. And most, though not all, surnames associated with Banshees have either the O or Mic or Mac prefix, that is, surnames of Goidelic origin, indicating a family native to the insular Celtic lands rather than those of the Norse, English, or Norman. And accounts reach as far back as 1380, to the publication of The Triumphs of Torlo by Sean MacCraith. Mentions of Banshees can also be found in the Norman literature of that time. The Yuabraean Banshee is thought to be named Abel and the ruler of 25 other banshees who would always be at her attendance. It is possible that this particular story is the source of the idea that the wailing of numerous banshees signifies the death of a great person. In some parts of Leinster, she is referred to as the Keening Woman, whose wail can be so piercing that it shatters glass. In Scottish folklore, there is a similar creature that is known as the Little Washerwoman, or Little Washer at the Ford, who is seen washing the bloodstained clothes or armor of those who are about to die. In Welsh folklore, there is a similar creature known as the Sihiraeth. And here is the popular culture versions depicting banshees. And there's a lot of them. The 1959 Disney movie Darby O'Gill and the Little People contains a scene where the title character encounters a banshee. In the real Ghostbusters episode Banshee Bake a Cherry Pie, a banshee is seen masquerading as an Irish pop singer and aiming to use her voice to take over the world. The 1990s animated television series Gargoyles, episode The Hound of Ulster, is about Irish folklore and features a banshee as the main antagonist. The Irish ethnicity characters for that particular episode, set in modern Ireland, actually turn out to be characters from old Irish folklore that were reborn in the present time. The episode's main character, Rory Duggan, has a childhood friend named Molly, who turns out to be the banshee. In a later episode, the banshee is dragged back to Avalon by the Weird Sisters, where Oberon removes her voice as punishment for ignoring his summons. The 1999 animated television series Roswell Conspiracy's Aliens, Myths, and Legends premise was that aliens had been living among humans for ages, and were the origins of many of the creatures that us humans know from myth, folklore, and legends, including a clan of banshees as the main enemy. And in a very popular cartoon, SpongeBob SquarePants, the banshee is mentioned twice. It was mentioned first in the episode Grandpappy the Pirate, where Grandpa Redbeard sees Pearl and mistakes her for a banshee. In the episode Not Normal, SpongeBob disturbs Squidward from his mid-morning nap by running up and down around his house. When he's confronted by Squidward, and SpongeBob says, "I'm just running up and down your house," Squidward replies by saying, to which SpongeBob replies,
"Oh, Squidward, a banshee screams like this."
At the end of the 2007 Pixar Cars short called Mater and the Ghostlight, there is a gigantic earth digger named the Screaming Banshee. And it appears at the end of the post-credit scene where Mater is sitting all alone on the road by himself with the little blue light that was on his hook before. And he sees, and the banshee's just growling behind him. But he looks behind him and he says, "You better run," because he doesn't actually know that it's the Screaming Banshee, and he warns it of itself. That's weird. A banshee named Skara Screams appears in Monster High, voiced by Aaron Fitzgerald. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced your last name. And Paula Rhodes. The ghost-type Pokemon, Miss Magius, is based on the concept of witches and mages, and its coloration is similar to the Nazubaba. However, it also shares similarities with banshees. And a banshee appears in Be Cool, Scooby-Doo, and in the episode Giant Problems, and in the TV movie Scooby-Doo Abracadabra-Doo. And in the TV movie, a banshee is one of the main villains the gang, along with Velma's sister, must face. It appears in a scene where they must travel to an island and gain the staff of a magical person, but are stopped by the banshee, which turned out to be a beautiful female creature, but turns into a skull-like beast that chases them to the boat and disappears. And it appears again to Shaggy and Scooby, but they believe it's a projection. The Halo video game series incorporates an airborne vehicle called the Banshee, named for its engine's screaming noise. In the Grand Theft Auto series, Banshee is the name of a sports car loosely based on the Dodge Viper. In the 2012 video game Mass Effect 3, banshees are husks with whales and sharp claws that are used as shock troops by the Reapers. Banshees also appear in the popular RuneScape as a monster that is attributed to the Slayer skill. In the Mortal Kombat franchise of games, the character Sindel shares many similarities with banshees, such as her loud wailing voice and long flowing hair. In the video game series Fable, a banshee is an enemy that's encountered occasionally in the swampy areas of the game and the arenas. In Warcraft 3, banshees are a producible unit of undead faction, and they have the ability to possess units and gain their control. In the game Dark Souls, which I used to play when I was younger, banshees are variants of the ghosts that can be found in the new Londo ruins underneath Firelink Shrine, but only two of them can be found there. They look just like the classic Dark Souls ghost. Their only difference is that they have bright red eyes and they're holding an undead baby against their chest. They scream when they see you, and they can shoot lightning bolts. And like the ghosts, they are cursed beings. So in order to actually kill them, you must either become cursed yourself, or just be wielding a cursed weapon. Now here are the comic series. Banshee, whose first appearance was in 1967, was the codename of an Irish superhero and member of the X-Men with superhuman sonic abilities. The codename is carried on by his daughter, formerly known by her superheroic codename of Sirian, who possesses similar abilities. The Silver Banshee, whose first appearance was in 1987, is a character in Superman comics and other media. In Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn since 2007, the RXO Unicorn Gundam 02 Banshee is designed based on the Irish Banshee, hence the name. And a character named Barnstorming Banshee appears in the history of SD or DC Comics. And another named Radio Banshee appears in Screechy Keen as the disguise of Angus McLeary. In the American television series Charmed, the Banshees are a rare breed of demons with distinctive white hair and a high-pitched scream, which is audible only to dogs and their intended victims, that can burst glass and blood vessels, killing a mortal or turn a witch predisposed to emotional pain into a banshee. And a banshee appears in the episode of Look Who's Barking in Season 3 of Charmed. And in the series Teen Wolf, episode Season 3, Episode 9, The Girl Who Knew Too Much, it is revealed that Lydia Martin is a banshee. She screams when anyone in the town is murdered, but it's normally by a supernatural cause. But she also uses her powers to sense leads on murders. Meredith, who is a resident of an insane asylum, is also a banshee, and her powers seem to work best through using phones. Voices that aren't real talk to her and indirectly give clues on how to solve murders or find bodies. In the Supernatural Season 11 episode Into the Mystic, a banshee is the main antagonist. In 1985, the banshee had targeted an Irish family, killing the father and deafening the baby daughter before the mother sacrificed herself to banish it and save her daughter. 30 years later, in the present, the baby, fully grown now, is hunting the banshee for revenge. And with the help of protagonists Sam and Dean Winchester, as well as retirement home resident Mildred Baker, the baby is able to trap and kill the banshee with a gold knife and avenge the death of her parents. In the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, Part 3, episode The Judas Kiss, a banshee visits the Spellman family. And here are some other versions of them. A Bogart or Boggart takes the form of a banshee to scare Seamus Finnegan in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. The 2011 horror movie Scream of the Banshee is about an archaeology professor who unearths a dangerous artifact, unwittingly releasing a monstrous banshee that kills with the power of its bone-splitting scream. So you guys better watch out, because it turns out that a banshee's scream is not just for letting somebody know that a family member is about to die. It turns out that it's a weapon that can actually kill. Susie and the Banshees was the name of a British alternative rock band. Banshee is the name of the world's longest inverted roller coaster located at Kings Island Amusement Park in Mason, Ohio. An English songwriter, Kate Bush, mentions the Banshee in the song Violin on her album Never Forever. The Irish entry in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in 2019 is called Banshee by Anna Kearney. Well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. It comes out every 2 weeks. This is Tobias Rex saying Godspeed, and the Lydia Martin Banshee will sign off for us. Come on, give us your best scream. Break the glass.